as they say, for something completely different. It first saw the light of day in Coventry about 100 years or so ago, and from humble beginnings, the Riley motor car went on to become one of the most famous marks of motors in the world.
Sadly, the last Riley rolled off the production line some years ago, but now there's talk of the Riley name being resurrected in the form of a sleek, top-of-the-range job, retailing at something around £25,000 to £30,000.
Well, the week might well be music to the ears of our next guest. Gordon B. from the Riley Register joins us on our studios at BBC Radio Nottingham. Gordon.
Yes.
How do you do?
Hello.
Oh, you're right, young man.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Jolly good. Now, how's your Riley?
Very well. Both of them all.
You've got two?
I've got two. Yes.
One for each foot?
Yes.
Wonderful. Like you, I'm sure.
So the car that would interest you? Or do you prefer the old Ingersoll?
You've got to have a modern car these days. I mean, the problem with riding is you take them out and people pinch bits off them if you don't watch. You know, the radiator cap goes and the badge and that sort of thing.
But how long has it been since the Riley motor car, the Riley badge, was seen as a production car?
Let me give you a little brief history.
Because I wonder if it had lasted too long, you see, before bringing it down again.
Well, the Riley Register, which is my main club, they cater for any Riley made between 1899 and 1938. Because Riley went bankrupt in 1938 and Lord Nuffield bailed them out. Well, he bought the company, he sold it to Morris Motors. And after the war, Morris Motors, they made the RM series Rileys, which are the long, low ones with a leather top, were made from 46 to 54. And then sort of BMC Leyland came into it, and they were the badge engineered cars, as we say, you know, the Elf, the 1.5, the 468, 472, and those cars. And they finished, I believe, around 1967-68. So, have they left it too long to revive it? Is the patient dead? Well, you see, if it can support three clubs, there's still a lot of following for the name, isn't there?
I suppose so, but you know, you'll be preaching to the converted by talking to people like
that. Well, that's right.
I'm just wondering about the younger motorists, you know.
Never heard of Riley.
Exactly, that's my point.
You've never heard of it.
No. Yeah. So what do you make of that? What do you think?
Well, we're all educated, can't we?
That's true,
yeah.
It's sad to see that, you know, the good old English name sort of falling by the wayside.
Oh, it's been very sad, yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. Mm. Can I just tell you the Riley motto?
Yes.
As old as the industry, as modern as the hour.
As old as the industry,
as modern as the hour.
As modern as the hour.
So, can we glean anything from that?
Well, it's truth for thought, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
It may be an omen.
Yes.
I can't imagine that anybody listening that might have a Riley would be totally ignorant of the Riley Register.
Can you?
Oh, it's possible.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's possible. Because there is also the Vintage Sports Car Club and a lot of members with eligible cars. Belong to that, and not to the one-off made club.
Yeah.
Mm. So would you leave us with the details?
Well, I can leave you details, yes.
The membership secretary of the Riley Register is Jim Clark, with an E,
right.
56, Cheltenham Road, Bishop's Cleeve, Cheltenham, Gloucester, GL52, 4LY.
That's GL52-4LY. Okay. Jim Clark. Famous name, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't got that. If anybody fails to get it down, then give us a call on our phoning number and we'll give it to you again off air.
Okay?
Yeah.
Gordon, it's a great pleasure talking to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your passion of Riley motor cars with us.
That's right.
All the very best.
Thank you.
Take care.